Welcome to the Sparks of Hope Shooting for Success Summit. You will discover innovative talks for personal and business expansion with leading experts. Today, be ready to be infused with hope, strength, and confidence, and find powerful direction to lead you on a path of success. Join our 21 world-class speakers and experience inspiration, hope for your future, and an elevation of your desires. Inspired Choices Network, our summit hosts, are excited to have you here.
Hello. I know that you guys who are curious about bodies and curious about what bodies are needing, one of the things that you might not have considered is that bodies need hope. Just as much as our beings need hope spiritually, we usually are seeking hope. But what we actually need to do is get in communication with our bodies to remind our bodies that there is hope. And what is hope? And in this case, I've used HOPE as an acronym for health, orgasms, presence, and energy. And why do our bodies need these things? Why do our bodies need to have health? Well, that one seems kind of obvious, right? Why does your body need health? The first assumption would be health is the vitality of your physicality, of your physical body, of your, you know, everything anatomical, your biology. That would be what we would assume health is. And we've also got mental health, which is a big conversation these days. So people also know that we need mental health. Then there's other health that we don't often consider, our spiritual health, our emotional health, as long as sometimes goes in tandem with our mental health, but they can be different. And financial health. Our bodies actually need health in all of those areas, and actually a lot more. We need health and vitality in so many areas. And how do we do that? Like, that's the big question. Okay, so we need hope and we need health. And how do we get those things? So one of the first things to do is to actually evaluate where your level of health is at in these different areas. And for yourself, just take a minute, write it down, check it out, and evaluate where on a scale of 1 to 10 do I feel, and check in with your body. And if you don't know how, we'll get to that during presence on the P. Check in with your body and just check between 1 and 10, what level do I feel that physically my health is at? Mark it down. Then we move to our emotional. I'm just going to call it the O, but we're going to move to the emotional. And you can mark down what level do you feel like your emotional health is at from 1 to 10. So now we're going to move on to the mental. What do you feel like your mental health is at from 1 to 10? 10 being the highest, like fantastic. I feel fantastic, right? And let's look at also your financial health. Where do you feel that's at from 1 to 10? Some of you might be off the charts on that. You might be like, I feel like it's 0, or I feel like it's 22. You can use beyond my scale. And we're just doing this to gauge. And so when you look at that, when you look at the overall picture of your health, because holistically, your health is not just about your body. And when I work with people, I work with it from a holistic standpoint. So how are you feeling emotionally? How are you feeling mentally, physically, financially, and relationships? Let's throw that one in. What is your relationship health like from 1 to 10? Are you feeling super healthy in relationships? You can break that down if you like to relationship with your primary partner, relationship with your children, relationship with your family members, your friends. You can create the scale for all these different things in your life so that you can look at it and just see where you are aware that your health is at. Now, the good thing with doing this kind of evaluation for yourself is that you can see where things are off, or where you can see where things are maybe connected. Maybe your emotional health is at a 2, and maybe your mental health is at a 2. Maybe your financial health is at a 2, and maybe some of the other things are a little higher. Maybe your interpersonal relationships are at a 7. And some of those things that are at a two health-wise can be weighing heavy on the things that are a seven. So if your health is really low and you're relying on your interpersonal relationships to help balance that, it's going to weigh heavier on those relationships. So what we want to do is we want to make sure that we're going to elevate all of those levels of health. We're going to create vitality in all the areas of your life. So it's really important to look at where things are lowest, and then you can start to create a target and a plan of action that will assist you in raising the vitality of that area. Because once the stresses start to lessen in an area that the vitality or the health of it is low, then what starts to happen is that the vitality of other things won't be as impacted. So let me give you an example. If, for example, you in your body, if your lungs are functioning really low, and maybe you have COPD, and then what that does will it will decrease how much oxygen is getting into your body. And that will have an impact on other things like your sleep and, you know, how much blood flow you've got going. It's going to impact a lot of things. So that one organ, your lungs and everything connected with that is low, but it's bringing down the whole system. So if you start to elevate that, those lungs, and you start to get health in that area, it's going to create less stress on the rest of the system, the wholeness of it, the holistic body. So if you have stress in one area, the health or the vitality of something is really low in one of your areas, it's going to impact all of the other things going on in your life. The vitality of your relationships can impact your health, the of your physical health, your mental health, your emotional health. So what we really want to do is evaluate, personally evaluate. You know, you can absolutely go to practitioners and have them evaluate your health as well, or your finances, and have professionals look at your finances and evaluate it. I encourage you to look at it for yourself from your own standpoint first. See where you feel like your vitality is low in different areas, and then seek out assistance, coaches, consultants, health professionals for all these different areas that can help elevate the area that's low vitality, low health. So as you do that, you're going to start to notice that things improve, and that's a beautiful thing. So when I work with people in their lives, with especially with sex and relationships, and also with their health, I look at it from a holistic standpoint, and the questions do come up around, how are you feeling in your relationship? Okay, well, if that's not working, that's where we start. If that's the thing that's the most off, we start there. We improve your relationship, which then impacts your physical health. And then guess what? Then it's a lot easier for me to go and do things to help you with your physical health, say congestion, inflammation. We often don't consider how many of these other things are impacting us. And so we take it down to biology and the chemistry of the body, and we assume there's something biologically off because, oh, maybe I'm not losing weight. Maybe I'm having bad sleep issues. Maybe it's this. And it's got to be a biochemistry. There's got to be something off. My vitamins have to be off. My hormones have to be off. And sometimes that's true. And sometimes there are external stressors that are impacting your internal environment, like your body, and that is actually creating havoc. So we want to take care of that. We want to bring the vitality up. So do your evaluation, figure out where you're at. And then once you know, you can start to create and affect change just by asking for people in the fields that can assist you with that, that are experts in their fields. So we're going to move on to one of my favorite topics. O is for orgasms. So a lot of misunderstanding around orgasms. I want to be clear on this. So in this case, I'm talking about orgasmic energy. Orgasms as the energy that builds, which is different than climax. So climax is what a lot of people assume is orgasm, but orgasm is actually the rising energy. Climax is where you peak. And orgasmic energy has been something that has created life and sustained life on this planet forever. You know, we can even go to references that are biblical and find the energy that kind of matches and is similar to orgasmic energy, breathing life into creation, you know, the breath of life. And the breath of orgasm is like orgasmic breath is like a relief, release breath that actually breathes life into our every cell of our being. It's amazing. So one of the pioneers of that concept of orgasmic energy being a life force energy was Wilhelm Reich. He was an amazing psychoanalyst from, he was born in 1897, died in 1957. And in the 30s, he was creating orgone generating machines, orgone accumulating machines. So orgasmic energy being accumulated in the body to help the body heal. Now, he was jailed, and a lot of things occurred with him because they couldn't prove his science, but they also couldn't disprove his science. So when you can't prove or you can't disprove, anyway, he went through a lot. Wilhelm Reich is one of the founding, we'll call him the founding fathers of sexual liberation. And he was finding, and even through his analysis with people, when he would do psychoanalysis, he would treat people. He was like a student of Freud, so doing a lot of reference to sexual energy that way, but he used it in a way to heal bodies. And he looked at it as, how can we generate this energy to actually heal bodies instead of kind of making it wrong, the way that Freud made everything like wrong. So Wilhelm Reich, what he did show us in his pioneer ways was that there is this energy available in all nature, and it's everywhere. It's just part of our existence, that is part of the way that things reproduce and are created, whether it's things creating asexually or sexually. All of it is still life producing energy. And so orgasms are what we need in order to be alive, because it's a life-giving energy. And now, I often joke about this, that one of your parents had an orgasm. It was probably your dad. Chances are it wasn't your mom. But in reality, your dad might have actually had, or maybe it will just say the sperm bio donor might have actually not had an orgasm. He might have pre-ejaculated, right? So he might have had, he might have not been fully satisfied, but his body produced what it needed to. So apologies for that, but it is a funny kind of truth that chances are without orgasms we wouldn't be alive. Accidental pre-ejaculate, I mean, it happens, but the chances are it was an orgasm that created you, and it was your bio donor, sperm donor. So congratulations, you are the result of an orgasm. So it's something that I think people, we often don't think about, but it is a fine truth. And without it, we're not alive, and we need these energies to be alive. So how do we generate them in our body to actually keep ourselves alive? If you can't get your orgone accumulating machine like Wilhelm Reich had, there are other ways that these things are created. There are now people who create little orgone generators. You can always find those. You can make your own. They're actually made usually with quartz crystal. They have copper wires, and then they're put into resin. And it's because of the piezoelectric effect. So piezoelectric is a way of generating energy through compression. And so it's the compression that actually creates the energy in the orgone generator. So you might have seen them around, little pyramids with crystals and wires in them. Those are orgone generators, and they absolutely give off energy. You can measure the difference between certain things when you put an orgone generator beside it and away from it. So you can get things on your phone to measure EMFs, and you can check the EMFs of, say, your refrigerator or your computer, then put an argon generator beside it, and you'll find that there's actually a vast difference. Argon generating machines are amazing for creating shifts, changes, and bringing all of the frequencies to a healthy healing level. So we really fans of argon and orgasms. Now, the opposite is deadly argon, which is actually something that we all have very small levels in our body that is a constant rate of decay. But deadly argon actually can also be in our environment. So it's something we need to have awareness of. And there are ways that that can be cleared as well. So if that's something you're interested in, that is something that I am available to work with you on. So from an orgasm standpoint, I hope that you see that orgasms are not just for, you know, let's get it on and try and have an orgasm. They're great for stress relief. They can actually generate life. They can heal your body. And Wilhelm Reich, pioneering machines that would actually assist with that, although you can go all the way back to 10,000 years ago, writings on tantric yoga using sexual energy to heal. This is not new, guys. Orgasms are fundamental to life and for our bodies to survive. So now we're going to move on to presence. Without presence, and let's think of this as two words, pre-sense. So pre being one of those words that gets added to lots of words, and the pre part meaning before, and then sense, I'm going to take it not spelled as S-E-N-C-E. I'm going to take it as S-E-N-S-E, your sense. It's your, you know, your ability to feel inwardly and be aware consciously of your state or condition. So that's your sense, being aware of your state or condition, also in relation to things external, your state or condition internally. So that's your sense. And then we have senses, right? So how we connect with those, that information via our senses, which are more than five. That's a conversation that is extensive. So the pre, before, and sensing, right? So we've got being able to be taking that moment to stop and feel and become conscious inwardly. So a lot of people will tell me, I'm present, and you can see their energy is anxious and jittery. And they're like, but I'm present. I'm here. I'm listening. And you can feel their distractions and, you know, their phone's going off and they're listening to it. And, you know, there's a squirrel running in the background and they're listening to it. And yes, so many of us are ADHD, and it's very easy to get sidetracked by the squirrels and everything else in life. And presence has you, encourages you, the act of practicing presence encourages you to go inward and become conscious of your state and condition. So, hi. So one of the So one of the questions or things that you can check in is, who are you? Where are you? And what are you? And when you go to answer those questions, you might answer them with things like, oh, who am I? You know, you might not answer with my name, but I will answer with, oh, I'm Milica Jelinek. I'm in, you know, Marmara, Ontario, Canada. What am I? I'm a holistic health practitioner and a sex and intimacy coach. Okay, those are some interesting definitions and identity. If we really want to get present, and that also brings you to your head. If you really would like to get present, start with, who am I? Where am I? What am I? Ah, I am me. I am here now. What am I? I am. You can define it as spirit, soul, being, whatever you would like to define it as. I'm spirit, soul. I am here. I am now. You can see that as you do that, you get more present. There's an easy practice that you can do to get yourself present too, if you're feeling things like anxiety or stresses. And presence is important because it allows you to be aware of your body so that your body can know whether it's safe or whether it's responding to stimuli that it needs to respond to. So you don't want to be putting your body into unnecessary stresses, as the body doesn't heal very well when it's in fight or flight, or if it's in frozen, or if it's jumping back and forth when your sympathetic and parasympathetic are going dominant or on overdrive. You want to get your body to calm. And one of the things you can do is you can just get really simple. Check out your body and just go, I love, I touch, take a breath, I breathe, take another breath, I stay, and I feel. And no need to define. I love, I touch, I breathe, I stay, I feel. Play with that a few times. Let's, I love, I touch, I breathe, I stay, I feel. I am here now. I am. That's it. Sometimes there's a point where you get to in presence where you just know that you are, I am, I am. And all the other things that you've been trying to define yourself as start to fall away. And then there's no pressure to try and be or do something that doesn't match your energy in that moment. And sometimes you just need to get to that quiet place and just be, I am, I am. Hi, hi. And hi to yourself and hi to your body. And one of the fun and easy ways to get present with your body is to say hi to it. Wake up and say, hi, body. Hi, toes. Hi, calves. Hi, knees. Hi, thighs. Hi, my sweet, sweet vagina. If you have one. Hi, my sweet vulva. Hello, my belly button. Hello, my chest. And hello, my breasts. And hello to my awesome shoulders and my fabulous arms that let me do the work I do. And hello to my head and my eyes and my ears and my all of it. Say hi to your body. Acknowledge it. It's your friend. Get present with it. When you are present with your body, you can be present with others. And so bodies needing hope, bodies needing presence, is your body needs you to be present with it. Now we have energy, and energy is vast. Energy cannot, let's go with some fundamentals. Energy cannot be created or destroyed, as we know from certain quantum theories. Energy can be transmuted. So anything that you are experiencing can actually be transmuted. And everything, we also know the fundamentals of everything is that everything is energy, everything is frequencies, everything is vibration. So if we know those fundamental things, that everything is energy, we look, break it down to the molecules and the atoms, and they are all energy. Everything is energy. Energy cannot be destroyed or created. It can only be transmuted. What would you like to transmute in your body? You can do some really simple techniques of being aware of your energy. So in relation from you to another person, if you notice that you feel different in front of some people, you might be picking up their energy. And there are ways that you can be clear on that. Is that mine? Oh, it's not. Cool. And sometimes it'll shift. And with energy, you can get really simple. Do what children do. You don't need a lot of training on this. When kids get hurt, they put their hands on the pain. And I encourage you to put your hands on your body wherever you're feeling pain, whether it's your heart because you feel sad, your mind because you're stressed, your feet because you're aching about the way you move through life. Put your hands on your body. Your body will be grateful for you. Your body is energy. It's molecular in structure. It is energy. And working on bodies from a biophysics standpoint is a very different approach than working on them biochemically, which is how I work with bodies from a biophysics holistic standpoint. And I encourage you all to use the tools that you've just been looking at and playing with me. Do them every day and see how your body changes and what happens for you.
On the Sparks of Hope Shooting for Success Summit. Inspired Choices Network and our expert speakers are excited to connect with you and learn about your hopes and desires to lead you to greater success. If you would like to learn more about everything Inspired Choices Network offers, including future summits, please email us at info@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.